I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Everything about the 1927 Abel Gance film Napoleon is epic. It's 5.5 hour running length. The filmmaking innovations used in its making. Cameras strapped to moving horses, quick cut and overlapping editing techniques that were decades ahead of their time. And it ends with a segment using 3 synchronized projectors, tripling the width of the screen. Carl Davis, who will be conducting the Oakland East Bay Symphony this time around, first wrote his score for the film 30 years ago for a 1980 European performance.
I basically had 3.5 months to assemble this 5 hours. It was just under 5 hours at that point. There was no way I was actually going to compose 5 hours of music. What I would have to do is fall back on the methods of the silent film musicians of the 1920s and before to use available music.
So there are quotations from Haydn and Mozart, and especially Beethoven, notably the Eroica and the Storm music from the Sixth Symphony. Davis also weaves in Corsican folk tunes and La Marseillaise, but that wasn't going to work for the whole film.
The political view of Napoleon as the savior of France had a kind of romanticism that are not expressed in late 18th century music. So there I've done it more romantically and with my own melodies.
Film historian Kevin Brownlow has painstakingly reconstructed the picture, a labor of love which began when he first bought a few reels of the film as a boy. And Carl Davis has been revising the music as the picture has been reordered and lengthened.
Every few years, more material available or some more discoveries. I've no doubt that in some attic, somewhere in Oakland, a little bit will be found which will round out another bit of the story.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.